To the Shutdown Fullcast.
There's a vein standing out of your neck.
Not for long.
Okay.
Serbert, were you doing band conductor, or were you doing like the kicker is about to kick the ball off to open the game, or both?
I was doing like keep going, keep it going,
okay.
Keep
more.
I saw like TV director like, hey,
stretch.
Yep. Good shit. Keep it coming.
Serbert, yep. Is that a Home Field Apparel shirt I see on your form?
It is. I have the Big New Saturday subscription, or else I would not be representing the University of Georgia.
I thought it might be the light, and that might be a Clemson shirt, because they do have a weird reddish orange.
No. This is much softer than any Clemson shirt I could possibly buy.
hard shirts here at Clemson University.
I will tell you, I thought red and black, that's a hard combo for anyone to pull off. You're nailing it, dude.
Yeah,
I look really good in red. That's
no, you
true.
Do. This is working. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, like between that and the wood paneling that's behind you, this entire aesthetic, it looks like you're about to call me a bitch. Yeah. Memories from my childhood right there. That's what you are.
I want to be clear. You don't have to look a certain way to call Spencer a bitch. No. Whatever you look, listener, whatever you look like, whatever you feel like you look like, you can call Spencer a bitch.
Yeah. That's true.
Can we make like a Benetton ad out of that? Are there still Benetton ads?
I don't know.
Is this like when Tyler, the Creator's fans shoot him the finger if they see him in public? I think that probably had to be a compliment at first, and he actually has to be somewhat hurt by it now.
Raise your hands if you know who that is.
I know who that is. I do.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
He's pretty famous.
Yeah. His fans give him the middle finger. And I thought like the first couple of times that had to be pretty funny. But after a while, he has to be like, what of all these people? Like, I mean, he knows the joke, but like, there's a part of your head that's just like, oh man, give me the finger. That sucks.
I think Tyler is, he's recently rapped that he has like $30 million. So I think he's fine with a few
million. God, that's a hell of an Acorns account.
he is the most full cast rapper, by the way, because he does open a track by going, I might buy a boat. It's Tyler the Creator, really a full cast member by the devotion of I now have money, I should probably purchase Watercraft.
Yep.
I think I now have money is the part where you lose most full cast, though. Most aspirationally full cast rapper.
Mm. Is it rapper. Aspirational if the trend is downward?
Sir, if
that's respirational.
If we've proven anything, it's that the people on this show got money and make money. Okay, that's all this show does. How much money? Mind your own business, lady. But definitely in the black. Now
we can't afford boats.
No, we have to deal with our emotions. Unlike the rich, we cannot buy new ones.
Is that why people buy boats? So men will literally drown at sea rather than go to therapy.
Oh shit! Yes.
I mean, yeah. There's whole books about that.
I just heard
that's Moby Dick. Shit.
Old Man in the Sea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Prophet Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think that's
pretty much all that happens in the ocean, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I remember Life of the Pi. Old Man in the Sea as being the first book I was ever tasked to read in school, where I got through with it, and I was like, "Grown-ups don't know what good books are." Like the old man in the Sea was the first time I ever really remember going, "This is horse shit. Why was this put in front of me?"
It in many ways, though, I appreciate that. Like, it has a sort of meme quality about like, "Lol, you caught this fish, and then the ocean took it back from you slowly." Lol.
Yeah, LMAO. Yeah,
I think this is one of those things. My favorite case ever is that, you know, you can always take the wrong lesson from a work of art. For instance, my friend who watched Leaving Las Vegas, and his takeaway was, dude, that guy can hammer it. He can drink. That's sick.
How's that the wrong lesson?
Old man should have put the fish in the boat. Why'd you leave it in the water, idiot?
Old, Old man,
should have eaten
boat.
The fish while in the sea.
Sure.
He should have caught all those other fish eating the fish. Duh.
Oh, man.
Think how huge he would be. I've seen video games. What happens when you eat a fish? You become larger.
That's right.
For too long, he would be large enough to eat a whale. And then the name of the book would be Old Man Eats the Sea.
Old Man is the sea.
What an idiot. The sea. He never checked his health meter. Not once. The entire book. So my wrong lesson I will take from this is that the old man in the sea really just should have had a live well. He just should have had a larger boat. Also, what a
simply
fantastic...
Simply buy a larger boat.
Also, who says men don't love books? The lesson from that, if a dude reads it, is sick. He went fishing, caught a big fish. Hey, didn't work out, but it's all vibes, bro. Let's come back home. And what does he do? He watches sports, right? That's the first thing he does. He gets back to shore and he's like, hey, what's the score on the game? Bruh.
Yeah.
The guy he talks to is probably his best friend, and he's never gotten a single piece of personal information out of him. It's like, yeah, I'd die for that dude. What's his middle name? That's a really good question. Jason, do you know Ryan's? We've done this podcast for how long?
Like damn near a decade.
Yeah. Is this a trick question?
Do you know Ryan's middle name?
Christopher.
Drained it with confidence. Mm.
So I'm farther over on the male.
I've seen
emotional...
y'all's names on business documents.
That's true.
So
yeah,
I'm farther over on the male emotional illiteracy spectrum because I did not know his middle name.
Is it more or less Southern that I know yours starts with Ed, but I don't know which version of Ed it is?
That's pretty Southern.
Yeah,
that's very
like
Southern.
Your middle name might be just Ed.
I'm just gonna go ahead and spread that urban legend. My middle name is just Ed.
Your first name is actually Spencer, then like 9 more syllables.
God, I failed Spencer Ed.
Spencer, a very short course. I did want to give us the chance today to discuss my favorite topic of the day, which
thank
is
thank you so much.
Cool dogs.
Yeah, I know. I mean, let's all. Let's all work
it?
On.
Did you see a cool dog today?
You know what? Only on TikTok. I've not this seen a really cool one in person.
He is about to describe what I would argue is the NFL equivalent of a cool dog.
This is the NFL's coolest dog. This is because
coolest underdog.
That's right.
This is where I wish we were on video because I wish you could watch everybody's faces kind of freeze into polite masks as Spencer says we're going to talk about my favorite thing today. And we all start mentally scrolling through the list of horrors that this could encompass.
Compound fractures.
Let's talk about them. No, I want to talk about our beloved Tim Tebow.
Speak for yourself.
Boy, that sound of words really like that did not come out of my mouth well. That doesn't make it unique for this podcast, but still. I want to talk about Tim Tebow because I think
he has...
Your
name else didn't come out well. Tim Tebow in the locker room.
Hey, he was important to that locker room. He taught them stuff.
Yeah, did he leave the importance somewhere between the locker room and the field?
Troy Aikman said that Urban used him as a sacrifice, basically. That by bringing
that sounds pagan. That sounds pagan, man.
Used him like the Wicker Man. Just set him on fire to bring the harvest.
It could be Abraham and Isaac, except Abraham's like, oh, didn't hear anything. Well, looks like you're getting cut. Sorry.
Missed call. Oh!
You tell me there's nothing on the Outback Steakhouse menu that says Kalima, and I'll call you a liar.
Reach into the heart of the blooming onion.
On the kids
do it
menu,
now.
Weirdly.
That imagine would... plunging your hand.
Dude, that hurt like
plunging
hell.
Plunging your hand into Tim Tebow's chest and just pulling out a bloomin' onion.
He's the true king of Florida.
He left it all on the field today. You just see batter crumblings trailing after him.
That would hurt like hell if you put your hand into like straight out of the fryer. Like
I thought you were going to say it would hurt like hell if somebody put their hand into your chest. And I was really excited to see where you were going with
debatable.
This.
Debatable. But Tim Tebow was cut by the Jags. Imagine. That he was cut after a naked grab for merch sales and preseason tickets. Cut by his beloved Urban Meyer, his own football father, sacrificing himself for the soul of the team so that they would know he was serious, according to Troy Aikman.
Now he can go back to being a terrible coworker at ESPN.
The question that I have is this: what will he do now next? And I really think he should be our nation's all-time gym spotter. Like, I think this is what he was made to do. Because have you ever gone to a gym where there's obviously an ex-athlete working out there all the time?
Yes.
Yeah, and they're fearsome, right?
It's like, it's very obvious. It's very, very obvious.
Yeah, just from the amount of weight moved, from what they're doing, to their demeanor.
How little they look at their phone compared to everybody else in the gym.
Focused. Like, actually somebody who's done this before for a living. That's where you see the difference. You see somebody who's just, like, getting after it. They're in, they're out.
And there are a lot of those, for some reason, at our local Y. There's a lot of those dudes.
Yeah, I've seen Danny Werfel, who I only recognize Danny
Werfel. Oh, no, I meant like strong dudes.
Oh, yeah, well, there are strong dudes. Yeah. But Werfel I recognize because he was playing basketball and he shoots exactly like he passes. Like that shot put, I was like, wow, that guy shoots like Danny Werfel. Hey! That's Danny Werfel. But yeah, a lot of
action. I did not mean to diss Danny Werfel, who's been through some shit.
Watching me go to the gym and I'll see Danny just cranking out like 700-pound deadlifts casually.
Yeah. No, I was talking about like there are some ex-Georgia players, some ex-Georgia Tech players, some former Falcons that all converge on this Y for like this old man lifting club of terrifying power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they move weight. They do the thing where they come in, sit down for a second, do two reps at 700 pounds and leave. And they look big as a house because they've been doing it for years and they're super efficient. I think that's what Tim Tebow could find really fulfilling, but I think he needs to be our nation spotter. I think he needs to be the guy who actually is like, hey, man, you know what? You're curling 25s now. That's great. That's great. This is your race. Don't run anyone else's. Okay. Yeah, Tim, but you curl 70s. I've been doing this a long time, bro.
Can he do this with Jane Costin? Can they be like a traveling duo?
Jane does not deserve this.
Yeah, Jane's getting sick of Tim pretty quickly, I think.
Jane asked Tim Tebow on Twitter to come work out with her.
Yeah, no, I think.
But not like around the country. Does that mean once? Listen, Tim Tebow was an absolute shitbird a few years back to this poor PR girl at ESPN I know who had the temerity to pick him up at the airport in a minivan. And he threw like an absolute shit fit because he had to get into the back of a van. I think that Tim Tebow and Jane could have a good time in a workout. But the second they get on the road, she is leaving him at the Quick Trip.
It is awkward if you're shaped like Tim Tebow to get into the back of a minivan. It's like asking a transformer to do it.
How is that the fault of the girl making $26,000 a year in Bristol,
it's not,
Connecticut?
It's not, and it doesn't justify that behavior. But
this falls under treatment of waitresses to me. He threw such a shit fit.
Oh, I'm more thinking of it as a physics problem, but I agree with you. It's an
appropriate. Ryan, you're talking about the sheer logistics of it.
Yeah. But I think the answer is open the back and sit in the trunk.
Do you pick him up like a Civil War monument that's being finally removed from a park? Do you just...
God, that's a lot of things they have in common.
He blocks about as well. Mobility? He blocks about as well as a Civil War monument does.
Do you just extend the crane?
Oh, Stonewall Jackson really whiffed on that. Running back ate it as a result.
Not the most inspiring work at tight end. It's a hard job. Mm-hmm. It's a very difficult position to play.
We're devoting a lot of time to this.
I just think he should go around encouraging people at gyms, like the Johnny Appleseed, just planting little planting little seeds of like lifting greatness. He should just go around encouraging
Jesus,
people.
Even Jesus
right?
needed a spot.
You know what? I would be fine with this because I wouldn't have to hear about it.
And he would only do it once, right? He'd come to the gym. He'd be like, oh my God, Tim Tebow came and like spotted me. And he was so encouraging. And that took me further on my fitness journey. And then he should go to the next gym.
Holly is so disgusted right now.
I was like, why do we... Can we not all just have a small sigh of satisfaction that we might not have to hear about him for a couple of weeks and just go on with our day?
I did like it better when he was a bad Met. Like, I enjoyed Tim Tebow bad Met much more.
That's more than bad Jag?
That's redundant. That's redundant. Both are redundant.
No, but that's the thing is like think about what it takes to stand out as a bad Met.
Oh, that's true.
Hang on. Let's keep this going. I want bad Sacramento King.
Ooh.
I got it. Bad San Jose Shark.
Sure.
Put him on skates.
Yeah, we'll just build a whole West Coast tour.
Yeah.
Man.
They don't have God out there.
He does Tim Tebow in a basketball jersey. I feel like you would look at him and be like, oh, he can't shoot.
Short Dwight Howard.
Absolutely.
He's like a wider Tyler Hansbrough.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. See, Michael Serber's laughing because he's in North Carolina. All basketball jokes are funnier if you're in North Carolina.
Finally, we're speaking his language.
Yeah. Yeah, like a wider Tyler Hansbrough with a better vertical leap. That's what Tim.
Finally, some ACC humor for Michael Serber.
That's right.
He loves it.
Just lap it up, 7-5 football fans. I'm laying them out here all day for you.
We'll hit lacrosse next.
UNC's way better than that, Hater.
Can you imagine, by
the
way?
NC State is not, and Wake Forest is definitely not. But
I'm seeing Tim Tebow getting a spot at Williams Racing. Just imagine trying to cram him in an F1 cockpit. Just sandwiching him in there.
Holly, would you be down to watch Tim Tebow just get his ass handed to him at Wimbledon?
So winded.
No. So winded. Because I'd still have to. I just don't want to hear about it.
Think of the divots his body will leave when he tries to turn.
Okay. If he's playing like Rafa, no. Yeah, if he's playing Serena, absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Just destroying.
Just fire him at his neck.
Yeah. Sure.
It's not.
It's big. It's
target.
Easy to hit. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
After Wimbledon, I'd like to go ahead and schedule Tim Tebow as All Elite versus CM Punk.
Wow.
Ooh, the comeback and the comeback.
Yeah.
Into this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who breaks kayfabe first? I think Tim does. We have
Brother Rolls, only one set of footprints. It was there that I was being held overhead by a wrestler.
It's there that I was being thrown out of the ring.
I was about to be tombstoned. That's what that shit, and there was there that Jesus tombstoned me.
Shit, I started talking about it again.
We do have some podcast business to take care of. It's been a while since we've sung that song, Holly.
What song, Spencer?
Podcast business! Podcast business!
What's a business?
Podcast business! It's a business! We haven't done it in a while, so it's business time!
It was a personalized warning for Holly that singing was about to happen.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us went in blind.
She still looked pretty alarmed. I'll go first. Preownedairboats.com, the only place you can buy Shutdown Fullcast merch that's not a t-shirt, because you can buy that at a sponsor we'll get to shortly. Going to put some new stuff in the store pretty soon. Maybe I'll try to do it by the time you listen to this. I don't know when you personally listen to this, but I'll try.
That's good. That's good.
A lot of good stuff here. Mugs, stickers, postcards, water bottles. We have no recent tales of people getting shipped the wrong thing, but I am confident.
How many days has it been since we accidentally mailed prescription medicine?
It's been about a month. And,
okay, good.
And I want you all to remember. Now. That's what happened in the middle of summer when there isn't something like, when there's not like a mad rush for shipping and fulfilling things. I think the holiday season for us, like, I think somebody's going to get an exotic animal.
Holidays when are all about surprises.
That's right.
Jason?
The Shutdown Fullcast is a podcast you can download on the app of your choice. What is my assigned business?
I was just going to say, baby, if you want to take people to church.
Oh, sure. Okay. Doing personal vlogs, too. Yeah, the Vacation Bible School podcast still exists. If you have not listened yet, you're welcome to. If you've only listened to one or two, hey, we got plenty more than that. The Book of Numbers is up next. We're going to try and get that out by the end of this month. Numbers is fucked up. How about that? How's that for a content teaser? And we will continue with our Patreon-only episodes. Got one of those in the chamber at the moment. Some sports media news. I'm spending part of this football season at For the Win with friends of the program, Alex McDaniel, Charles McDonald, so on and so forth.
Fuck your shit.
Posting about college football there. Yeah, I think that's it for me at the moment.
What a great decision on the part of USA Today. Like, I feel like we congratulate the people who get hired too much. Not too much. Like, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm happy that we're going to have access to Jason's football content. But also, like, good call, USA Today.
That is also, shout out Nate Scott. What's up, Nate?
Yeah. Shouts out to Nate Scott. Only man I know who went from Maine to Tulane.
I love that he did that, and SNL was like, nah, this is a skit we're going to do three times.
His actual
Nate
life.
Scott, Judge Catfish.
I wanted to go ahead and to plug our humble newsletter / website. That'd be Channel 6. That's channel-6.ghost.io. That is Holly Anderson and I's weekly two things a week that we will give you. What do we write about? All kinds of stuff. Sports. Love Island. Love Island's a sport.
We dropped a half hour after show podcast on Love Island on y'all on Sunday night.
Yeah, we just
featuring our favorite boy Toby.
Yeah, but we will give you two things a week in newsletter or website form. You can choose just $10 a month for two things. That's like just over $1 per thing. And that's if we only give you two, which sometimes we're going to give you a little bit more. Yeah, that's been extremely enjoyable, by the way.
You can also get a weekly-ish newsletter from us if you sign up just for the free preview, which, again, you can do at the really long web address Spencer Red, or you can go to 26snakes.com.
Either one of those will get you to the spot. I believe we have concluded all plug-in business at the moment. Ryan, we have a game.
We're going to do ads. Hold on. We're going to do the ads first.
All right. We can do the ads.
Because Holly gave us multiple attempts to do the ads earlier. We sailed right by them. So just in your mind's eye, pretend that one of us adeptly picked up on that signal. And now I'm going to talk to you about home field apparel.
What if we had some kind of sound effect in here? If only I had a musical instrument.
You know them as the purveyor of the world's softest, snuggliest, most comfortable, best looking, most interesting variety of college apparel. Shirts, baseball shirts, crew necks, hoodies. Doggers, I think, haven't been back in a while, so not going to get into that. Big News Saturday continues on, as our good friend Captain Serber reminded us. Georgia put up some big numbers and had a very good collection. Like, the dog playing golf is one of the best things they've put up. I'm not going to buy it, but a lot of other people clearly not. Anyway, you can use offer code FULLCAST for 20% off your first purchase at Home Field Apparel. And
if I could butt in with a real quick question, sure. Which do you think is more Georgia, the dog golf shirt or Georgia's quarterback being sponsored, brought to you by Zaxby's this
God,
season?
God, I'm going with
both
dog
up there
golf
are
shirt.
Up there with someone who tweeted at Spencer Golf Cart Church.
Yeah.
Is that 1, 2, 3?
I'm going with golf cart because JT Daniels has not had the foresight to change his name to JT Daniels.
Right. Mm. Let's assume that he changes the S in his name to a Z. He wears the golf shirt, the golfing dog shirt, to Zaxby's, and he eats his Zaxby's while still wearing a golf glove. Now that's
at golf
like the Georgia
church.
Yes, at Golf Cart Church, the Georgia Triforce is completed.
Because you can't Zelda
is saved.
You can't take Chick-fil-A to Golf Cart Church.
No, because it's not open.
Don't win the conference.
I think JT Daniels. No, they don't. I think JT Daniels actually needs to change his name to JT Daniel if he wants to be Maximum Georgia. Not necessarily Zaxby's, because that's what half the people here are going to call him anyway. Yeah, you know that JT Daniel. He's real good.
No, there's only one of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, JT Daniels would be if there was a store. That would be the name of it.
JT Daniels, we save you money on fake limbs.
Good for JT Daniels for getting paid, though. Not a thing that any of us can do because we're not elite SEC athletes. So where can we go to get money instead?
You can get $5 by going to acorns.com/fullcast.
Yes. Is that acorns with an S or a Z? Just real quick.
That'll depend on how much Zaxby's is willing to pony up.
Okay.
But for now, it is an S. I think in the future, all S's will become Z's as Zaxby's empire expands. All won't be made Z. And then with that $5 that you get, that $5 can do more getting on its own, because you can invest all five of those dollars in the market. How does the market work? that's on you to figure out, not me. Because I just have an app that I have told some of my money to go into, and then when that happens, more money arises via economics. And so yeah, that's all there is to it. acorns.com/podcast.
I tell you what.
You keep dumping economics into it, and it still says I'm retiring after age 83, but we are whittling that down by the week, I assure you.
That's right. Whittle away.
I'll tell you that, JT Acorn. He's going to be so good this year for the Dawgs.
JT Acorns with a Z.
JT Acorn. He's so good. His damn name's Acorn.
J Tree Acorn.
Oh, go.
How is the embezzlement going on your end, Spencer?
Don't really know how this happened.
Oh no!
Embezzlement with a Z.
I hope one of the accounts is now closed. Spencer
just given up.
It's up to $75.
I'm underwater.
It took a huge leap in the last like 2 weeks.
So this might be helpful because this might pinpoint exactly which company, which portfolio, sure. which sector of the economy is being heavily invested in. By the leader.
Well, both of my children are investing heavily in Robux, sure. The virtual currency of Roblox. This seems to be their retirement ticket. The returns are negative, as far as I can tell. It all comes out in the form of virtual hats and walruses that fly in simple flight simulators. Again, I don't understand the math. My children are smarter than me. This will apparently eventually yield empires.
Well, and yeah. it'll all be thanks to Acorns. That's where it started.
Thanks to JT Acorn.
It's not a person. It might be. I shouldn't say that.
How dare you!
Should we play a game?
Let's play a game.
Say it in Bane voice.
Shall we play a game? I don't know what that
what
was.
What the Jesus. Fuck,
that was,
Ryan?
That was great.
That was when Bane is a frog.
All right, we'll play a game.
There
we go.
Okay, so... The season is almost here, and it is college football podcast custom, and we're the only ones, so, you know, we decide what the custom is, to come up with some sort of playoff prediction. There is the standard way to do it, which is to say Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and then you sort of rotate informally, like one person's going to take Oklahoma, one person's going to take Notre Dame, one person's going to take Georgia or another SEC team on top of Alabama. Nobody's going to take a Pac-12 team. Nobody's going to take a Group 5 team. Like, you know, it's not very interesting. It's pretty standard fare. So I have decided to throw us into the chaotic end of the pool instead. I have selected 16 teams that I have put before my co-hosts blindly. I have just listed team and then a number, and I have for each of them given you two facts about them based on what they did in 2020. Four facts. Jason is right. There are two good facts, two things that I think are reasons why you should feel good about that team, and there are two bad facts, reasons why you might not be as interested in them. And how this is going to work is Holly, Jason, and Spencer, in that order, you're going to go through and pick the teams that you want. So you're going to, from this group of 16, you are going to pick out each four teams, and that will leave me with four teams that, whoever they are, I'll accept them. That's my playoff four. And I'm asking in return that when I reveal, and we're going to do it in stages, at the end of each round, I'm going to tell you, okay, these are the three teams that you have picked. So you know what your playoff starts to look like. But I'm going to ask you to, at least for the purposes of this very serious college football show, to commit to those as your predicted playoff four. I will tell you this.
Now, Ryan, a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you say commit to this as our playoff four, does this commitment extend outside this program?
Absolutely not. In no way, shape, or form.
Oh, come on.
No.
All right.
It can.
I think it should.
Okay.
I think this should hold us for all radio spots.
It, In all planes of reality, these are the four that we're committed to.
I want to be
Let's make a pact.
Harassed on Twitter for picking Ball State.
And the good news is,
let's make a summer camp pact.
The good news is, when you go to talk about this on the radio, I have already given you two positive talking points about why you picked this team. You're
and
welcome.
We can say disregard with what the naysayers
that's
are saying.
That's right.
Well, Paul, I'm so glad you asked. They led the country in red zone touchdown defense.
Kickoff right. touchback percentage. I don't need to be bothered with that statistic because there are two others.
That's right. Yeah. So a couple of background pieces of information. One, every FBS conference is represented on this list. They each have at least one representative. Two, I looked at this. It is possible, albeit highly unlikely, that one of you could emerge with like a fairly normal top four.
Gross.
I will tell you right now, Alabama is not on this list. So oh. you so
no,
will,
what would they be?
Automatically, it will look a little strange for that reason. It is also equally, I would say it is more likely that you come up with something that's just totally fucking bonkers. But I'll answer questions as you go if you have questions about like the facts that I have listed. I will not tell you anything beyond the facts that are here. Holly, you have a question?
Yeah, if we get to the end and we have conferences or we have playoff slates that are too normy, can we trade?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Jason, yes.
When you say every FBS conference, is the Big 12 still in the FBS?
The Big 12 is technically still in the FBS for purposes of the 2021-2022 season,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. All right, should we jump in?
Hell yes, yeah. Brother.
So yeah, when you pick, I would like you to list your team number and the four facts about them, please. So Holly and listeners, I'm going to put this up on the Twitter account, on the Reddit, in the Discord, so you can play along at home if you want, and you can make your own picks. But Holly, you have the first choice.
I was deprived of a young girl's dream. Team 5 had the nation's best rushing attack in terms of yards per run. Only allowed one sack in 2020, which Ryan very cannily does not say how many games this team played in 2020, which I love. Mm-hmm. They did not win their conference, and this sealed it for me. They only made one field goal. I think that's exciting.
Okay. I like this pick. Jason.
Question.
Yeah.
If I believe, I have not researched any of these statistics to based on Statistical Profile. This was a rule, and I have followed it to a T. But if I think I have identified a team, and I'm correct about this,
Spencer's cheating.
Does what? This earn me anything whatsoever?
My like respect, which means nothing. But yeah, you can have some of that.
Okay, I'm going to go for it.
Okay,
I'm going to select Team 8. Which was held under 50 yards rushing in two games. They lost their top passer, top two rushers, and top three receivers. But every win except one was by at least two scores, and they had the best third down defense in their conference. Team 8, I believe this team is coached by the $8 million man who coaches in an amateur sport, but worries about it being professionalized in the sport he makes $8 million. I have chosen this team. This team is chosen. This team is elect.
Okay. Holly, question, yes.
Didn't you say in your email that we weren't supposed to try and find out what these teams are because Spencer is silently looking up
now? No, I was just saying you had a cool pick. I was like,
no, and then I said, did you look it up? And you nodded enthusiastically.
Oh no, I read your lips. Yes. I read your lips wrong. I didn't think that's what you said. I have no idea who that team is. I just thought it was a cool profile because they only made one field goal and they ran the ball a bunch.
All right,
we're hoping Spencer's not cheating, but if he comes up with a great four, we all agree that he cheated.
All right.
Okay.
I assure you, you will see my final four, and there's no way this
Shut
could
up
be
and
good.
Pick.
Team, I am going to go ahead and select Team 12. Team 12 failed to break 200 passing yards in six games. Fifth in the nation in third down conversions, though. Allowed less than 2.5 yards per punt return, and this was the clincher for me. Welcoming a transfer QB who threw 5 more picks than TDs last year.
Okay. You've all made your first picks. Later you can decide if you want to rank them. That's up to you. I will get the I will get Jason's out of the way. Jason was correct. That was Clemson. Clemson is part of Jason's playoff four. Ooh. Holly, team 5 that you selected, the team that only made one field goal. Mm-hmm. you have selected Buffalo to make the college football playoff. Congratulations.
Go Gators. Buffalo Gators.
Spencer, you selected Team 12, the team that couldn't pass that well last year and is bringing in a transfer from the ACC who couldn't pass that well this year.
Oh, no.
Spencer, you selected App State.
Yes!
For your playoff.
Hell yes.
Okay, we'll do this in snake order. So, Spencer, you get the first pick in round two.
Oh, because I'm going to get this one right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to select Team 6.
Okay.
Tell
us about Team 6, Spencer.
Team 6 has a -9 turnover margin, led their conference in yards per pass attempt, lost two conference games by a combined 7 points, and went 16 for 52 on third down in their last five games.
Did you just pick Tennessee? That's yards per pass attempt, not completion.
I think I just figured out who this is, actually, but okay. I'm going to hold it.
You can offer a guess if you would like.
16 over 52 is high for us. I agree.
Man, this feels like Florida. I'm trying to remember how much we lost games by, but okay. This feels like Florida.
Okay. Jason, your next pick, please.
I'm taking Team 13, which returns the country's leading rusher in total yards. Road defense is almost a yard per play worse than home defense. 115th in kickoff touchback percentage, but this team won 9 games last year, so that's it.
Do you have a guess for this one, or was the Clemson one the one you felt confident?
That was the only one I felt confident in. This one, at least, it's narrowed down somewhat.
Okay. Holly.
When Ryan, I'm asking before I pick this team, although I think I'm going to pick them no matter what. When you say second worst in the, are these all written in order of two good things and then two bad things?
No, sometimes they're not. So sometimes the good thing, sorry, I should have clarified that.
I thought that you had written second worst in the nation in penalty yards game as a positive, and you're right.
You are allowed to see it that way.
That is a team that I want. I'm going with Team 9, which had a 6-game win streak in 2020. Are you done crinkling chips in front of the microphone? Why are you like this? Team 9 had a 6-game win streak, second worst in the nation in penalty yards per game, one of 11 teams that did not give up a 60-plus yard play all year, and I am a disciple of Bill Connolly and believe that this is luck, but averaged 2 turnovers per game.
Okay.
I just like the energy.
Spencer, you did not pick Florida.
Oh, good.
You picked the Oregon Ducks.
Ooh. Okay.
That's who you have to go with Appalachian
this
State.
This cost you some of Ryan's respect, according to
a little bit. Yes,
the market
that's true.
That was established.
That's true. Yes. Mm. Jason, you picked Iowa State.
All
so
right.
So you are approaching like a...
This is an actual playoff election. Yeah. Are you concerned about this?
Yeah.
So far, so good. Yeah, Iowa State in the playoff. I love that that's normal. And it's... Sure.
Holly, your playoff now consists of Buffalo, as previously mentioned, and Tulsa.
Yes.
You've selected Tulsa.
It's possible I have a type.
You got some Mid-North Airlines energy going here.
And Holly, I'm happy to say you have the next selection.
Oh, hell yes. Let's scroll all the way back up top and go to Team 1. 2-2 against teams that finished the season with a winning record, a -2 turnover margin on the season last year. They returned two of their conference's top 4 sack leaders and had the country's best run defense based on opponent yards per attempt.
Okay. Jason, your third playoff team, please.
So now that I have acquired 2 quite possible power conference champions, assuming the Big 12 is still a power conference as of episode published, it's time to have some fun. I think the funnest team on the board would be Team 7. Quarterback had the highest 2020 QB rating of anyone returning in 21. Could have thrown one pass, for all I know, but a highly efficient passer. Only forced 3 turnovers. That's fine. The other offense gets a chance to do some stuff. Led conference in tackles for loss per game. Just volatile. Allowed 2 opponents to gain over 7 yards per play. Yeah, we love it. We're going to pass our way out of it.
Okay. Spencer, your third playoff team, please.
Jason took my pick, so okay. I have to go to my backup pick here because we both have excellent taste. I'm going to go ahead and select Team 4.
God damn it, that was my next
one. Well, yeah, because you're attracted to the same thing I am, which is second worst team in field goal percentage, because to hell with field goals.
It's not that.
Led their conference in red zone TD percentage.
It's the last two components that I wanted to put together.
Averaged 39.3 points a game on the road. Legitimately difficult.
And
outrushed 341-47 in one game.
I'm concerned that this is Tennessee, except it says that they scored touchdowns, so it can't be us.
Do any of you want to hazard a guess on who your teams are in this round?
No. I clearly cannot know. I clearly have no idea.
Holly, you have broken your group of five streak. The team you selected is the Georgia Bulldogs.
God damn it!
You have
grim.
Ryan, why would you put them as team one on the list? That threw me off.
Jason, you have made a very interesting pick to go with Clemson and Iowa State. You have Western Michigan making the playoff.
Normal.
And Spencer, you sweet summer boy. Your team joining Oregon and App State, the Michigan Wolverines.
Yes! Go blue! Go blue!
Okay. We have one round left, and then I will reveal the leavings that I have been given. Spencer, you have the first selection.
I really hope Spencer gets Florida.
Because then he has to say it out loud.
Because then he's recreating Michigan's 2007 entirely.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I am going to go ahead and continue my unreliable team streak. Because, man, if I got Michigan in here, what else do I have to lose? That would be Team 15. I'm going to take Team 15 because Team 15, unreliable. They did not get a fourth down stop all year. They ended the year winning four straight. They led their conference in 30-plus yard passing plays, and they lost the conference's most productive receiver by total yards.
Okay. I'm excited for you to find this one out. Jason, who's rounding out your playoff four?
We're closing it out with Team 2, which led their conference in passing touchdowns. We like that. 122nd in the nation in penalty yards per game. Spirited. Lost three games by a combined 13 points. I realize this means they could have gone 0-3, but that's fine. And new coordinators on both sides of the ball. We love it. New energy. Get the old bums out of here.
Okay. Holly, your last pick, please.
Team 10, top 15 in third down offense and defense. led their conference in time of possession per game. Held under 5 yards of play in their last two games and missed a field goal in their last six games. Let's ride this theme. Let's ride this theme pony carousel.
I'm going to start with Jason. Jason, your playoff consists of Clemson, Iowa State, Western Michigan, and the Texas Longhorns.
Wow. That's three legit playoff contenders, and it's nice to see Texas in here as well.
Thank you.
You have two Big 12 teams. One of them's leaving. So I guess you technically have an SEC team in here, too.
Yeah. That's why we did it.
Okay.
Spencer. I do think that is a nice – I think that's a nice spread, though, that he's got two teams from the upper and two teams from the very bottom echelon of college football.
Sure, yeah. It's a good spread. Spencer, you have App State, Oregon, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And the Stanford Cardinal are your fourth playoff team.
Really?
You have to go out into the world and explain why you think two Pac-12 teams who play in the same division are going to make the
Can I give us some homework for next week?
Yeah, sure.
Can we each create a scenario by which this could actually happen?
Please do.
Oh.
And come back and explain it next week?
Yes.
Okay. Do. Is everybody cool with that?
I want you to remember that you said that.
I took some creative writing
classes. Want you to remember that you were the one who asked that.
Oh,
because
did
Holly,
I pick Tennessee?
Holly, this is your playoff four.
Oh, no.
Buffalo and
yeah,
Tulsa.
Fine.
Georgia.
Ugh, fine.
And the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Finally, you got a team in there that's won a title since 1980.
Okay, so if I am correct, this is who you all have left me with. Team 3, Team 11, Team 14, and Team 16. Here's
that is correct.
About each. Team 3 went undefeated at home, have no receivers who gained 100 yards or more all season, returning from 2020, led the country in red zone touchdown defense, and did not have a pass play go over 40 yards. This team, which I am now committing to putting in the playoff, is Northwestern. I hate myself for doing this. I did this to myself. Team 11 led the nation in kicks blocked per game, was undefeated in true road games, second worst yards per carry in their conference, and did not recover an opponent's fumble all year. My second playoff team, the Boise State Broncos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Team 14 has a new head coach in 2021, had a 7-game win streak, had a top 5 defense in yards per play, but was 115th in the nation in fourth down conversion percentage. I have Marshall going to the college football playoff.
God, that's grim.
Between Boise and Marshall, I like that we're picking up the academic profile after we started with Northwestern.
And my last team, fitting the academic profile theme here, has had a top 5 passing attack in the nation in yards per attempt, allowed 5 opponents to gain at least 500 yards of offense, had 2 games with 6 or more turnovers lost, and led their conference in punting average. I am putting Ole Miss into the playoff.
I love this group project. Northwestern, you got this, right? We're going to smoke out back while you do all the homework.
I will say I have the in Northwestern, Boise State, Marshall, and Ole Miss, I have the playoff that most ruins the idea that TV money rules college football. Like, holy shit, they're putting this thing on CNBC at this point because they
Man, look at that.
Okay, so next week we're all committing, right, to writing out a scenario in which this takes place.
So you had also asked, I think it was you, Holly, who asked if we wanted to do trades. I will open the floor to that if that's a thing you guys want to do. But if you want to stick with the 4 that you each have, totally cool with that.
My concern was that my group was going to be too normal, and I think I have escaped that fear with room to spare, so I'm good.
Okay. Spencer, are you happy with your 4?
I'm all right with them. I'm going to stick with them. Yeah.
You want 2 Pac-12 teams.
Maybe what I want to trade
Spencer,
you for...
Spencer, trade me Stanford for Tulsa.
Ryan, are you willing to trade...
the first time those teams have ever been considered context.
Are you willing to beef up the academic profile of your admittedly less than dedicated scholarly conference by handing me Ole Miss and I will hand you Stanford?
Let Ryan have some fun. He's got Northwestern.
Will you won't do Oregon for Ole Miss, I assume.
Would you do Oregon for Buffalo?
No.
Because I'll do Ole Miss for Oregon, but for Stanford, no. Like, I've already lived the life of like caring about Stanford online for pretend, and it wasn't.
Oh, that's
good.
Right.
That's what I'm really trying to offload, because the idea of even thinking about Stanford makes me sad.
Sure.
But
I made you two be okay. Stanford for Buffalo, fine. Force
the
my
good
hand.
News is, oh wow, that's you should pull the trigger on that.
It's the name of the team is Buffalo.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
This is class warfare, and I'm going to participate in it. Yeah.
All right.
I don't want Stanford. I'll take Buffalo.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Give me Buffalo.
All right. Okay.
You know we mean the college team.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Ryan?
Yeah.
Ryan?
Yeah.
I'll give you Oregon for Ole Miss because I want entertainment.
Wow.
Give it to me.
I will take that trade.
Yeah.
I will take that trade. So Spencer, you now have App State, Ole Miss, Michigan. And Buffalo. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
If Michigan doesn't win the national championship,
can you
scenario.
Seriously, man, have you ever seen a more chaotic selection of 4 facts about a football team in your life than what Ole Miss has on the board here? Like, top 5 passing attack, 500 yards of offense on defense, 2 games with like 6 turnovers and punting average. That's nothing but big swings.
Yes.
That is nothing but Russian roulette.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say it was very challenging to put Michigan on here. Like, finding two good things about Michigan from last season.
took a little work. What was it that Bill said about Kansas? They're going to get exercise and fresh air.
That's right. Jason, are you happy?
Trades?
Are you happy with your four?
I have a vision I'd like to assemble. It would require numerous moves, wow, including teams that have already been sought after.
No, hit us.
I'd really like Michigan. I'm going to put Iowa State.
I'm laughing.
I'm going to put Iowa State and Western Michigan on the block. Can I do that?
Can you trade two teams?
Yeah.
As long as you get two teams back, yeah.
Mm, okay. Okay.
Oh wait, so you're going to trade those teams, and as long as one of the teams that you get back is Michigan, you don't care what the other one is?
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But your two teams that are expendable are Iowa State and Western, correct?
I would love an Iowa State, but I don't think I have anything you'd want.
To be clear, you're turning down the opportunity for a Michigan-Western Michigan semifinal.
I just want Michigan that bad.
Okay.
So I would be trading a Wolverine for a Cyclone and change for Western Michigan.
No, I have Tulsa.
they're the Golden Hurricane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you looked right at me when you said that.
Let's see. Jason?
Who has Oregon?
I have two.
Ryan does now.
I have Oregon now.
Okay. Let's discuss that shortly.
Okay.
Well, since I still have Stanford, I feel like, you know, I've got my nerd.
You don't have Stanford. You gave it to me.
Oh, yeah. I gave it to you. Yeah. Okay. For Buffalo. Okay.
This was like 3 minutes ago.
It was. It takes me a minute to forget exactly 60 seconds. Yeah, let's do it. Come on, Jason. Let's live once. Right? Let's go.
Who am I getting?
Yeah. You wanted Michigan, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just give me Iowa State. You can give your other teams.
You'll trade them straight up.
Straight up. I'll trade Michigan for Iowa State. Let's go.
Okay. Ryan, I'm sure I can talk you into Western Michigan for Oregon, right?
You cannot. I gave up Ole Miss.
I mean, you want to talk fancy uniforms? They wear brown.
I gotta tell you,
Ryan. I would like to have Western Michigan. Is there anything that I can trade to Jason that can then go to you?
Holly, I'll trade you Western Michigan for Georgia.
You can offload Georgia? I figured you'd jump at that.
How much do you hate them?
All right, Holly, here's what I'll do.
Because then I get to yell in December when they've disappointed me by... Huh.
God, I'm going to laugh if I come closest.
I don't know. I feel like I'm giving up a lot of good jokes. All right, I'm going to think... Ryan, Jason, return to your dealing. I'm going to think on this.
Yeah, I can't. I can give you... I'll let you pick between Northwestern and Boise State for Western.
I'll take Boise State for now. Okay. Holly, I'll trade you Boise State for Georgia.
Yes.
You're getting the winner.
Look at this.
Getting the winner of their head-to-head matchup. You're getting the better team.
Yes.
The trade machine is cooking.
You had me at I will trade you Boise State for Georgia.
All right. Let's stop briefly and reassess. So now, Holly...
I'm pretty sure I have. Let's see if we can all name the teams we have. This will be a fun game, Spencer.
Okay.
I am almost positive that I have Stanford, Notre Dame, Boise State, and Tulsa.
That is correct.
Okay.
Spencer, who do you think your four teams are at this point?
I've got Iowa State. I've got Buffalo. I have Ole Miss. I'm blanking on number four.
App State.
App State. Okay.
Your first selection.
Okay.
I think that is right.
All right. Yeah. That's a terrible four, and I'm good with it.
Okay. Jason.
Here's the playoff committee. I'm going to go ahead and spoil that for you folks several months ahead of time. Number one, Clemson. Number two, Michigan. Number three, Texas. Number four, Georgia.
Wow. Wow. You did circle your way back into one of the more plausible ones.
Diabolical.
They're all going to go 8-4.
And I have got, man, if Michigan goes 8-4, that might be a good season. So that leaves me with Northwestern. I traded Boise State for Western Michigan. So I have Northwestern, Western Michigan, Marshall, and Oregon.
Ryan, do you want to take? Do you want to give me Northwestern for Tulsa? I'll take that off your hands. Do you want to not have to think about Northwestern?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
You know, most people only have hurricanes. You could have a golden hurricane, Ryan.
I know, but I like that. I like that Holly's got double gold with Notre Dame and Tulsa.
Ooh.
No, I'm gonna stand.
Okay.
I'm gonna stand with my bonkers. I'm gonna say it again just because I need to understand what I did here. Northwestern, Western Michigan, Marshall, and Oregon.
Okay.
Like, I don't...
I feel like I've settled into a theme here because I have Golden Domers with Notre Dame. I have the Golden Hurricane with Tulsa. I have the Future of Money with Stanford and cryptocurrency. And I have Boise State, which stores all of their money in bars under the mattress.
Golden Potatoes.
Mm-hmm. I think... I'm confident Jason has at least one playoff team.
Oh, yeah, because he got Iowa State, didn't
he? Yeah, I got Michigan.
Ah.
No. Spencer got Iowa State, which is the only potential one he has, I think.
Yeah,
I don't have a single playoff team. I have in my own game, which granted I didn't participate in. I just took what was left. Mm-hmm. I have been left with easily the worst playoff.
I told you could have Tulsa.
You're right. You did, and I turned
it
down.
Wait, tell me again who you have.
I have Northwestern, mm-hmm. Western Michigan, Marshall, and Oregon.
Yeah, yikes, man. You might have Oregon. Oregon could easily be a playoff team.
Oregon could easily be a playoff team.
I didn't say what would have to happen to get there. I just mean that Oregon is famous, and if they're at the top of their conference, they could be a playoff team.
Mostly what I like is that Jason did the smartest thing and made his writing assignment the easiest, which is just Michigan beats Ohio State and Texas beats Oklahoma.
Yeah, but
Georgia.
Jason is the...
Michigan beats Ohio State is an easy scenario.
It's easy to write. Mm. It's a lot easier than Marshall in the playoffs.
It is one
Listen,
sentence.
Look at
it should be a short sentence with no explanation.
But Jason is always the one that we're asking to come up with all these scenarios. So we gave him, you know, we gave him a bye, right?
Yeah.
In terms of assignments.
Mine depends in large part on Matt Corral having the single greatest hit season in the history of Ole Miss football.
I think that's possible.
I mean, he probably will.
It'll be fun if he does.
I will say, if you wanted to film a really sad movie, my four schools really got it locked down. Like, really. Location scouted for, like...
Let's review what your locations are here, all four. Let's see.
Huntington.
You know, Huntington, West Virginia.
Which, yikes.
Can I trade you Texas for Oregon?
Whoa.
There we go.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I love that. Oh, man.
Oh, wait, Ryan, your roster just got a whole lot less likely to make the playoff. Are you concerned about this?
I'm fine with that. Oh, like, I'm thrilled with this.
I love my team now.
Better post. Yeah.
Jason, you're up to... You have
He has Clemson, Michigan, Clemson, Oregon, and Georgia.
Ooh.
You have the most expensive disappointments on your roster. You've got
three of them.
Three ridiculously expensive profligate losses
on
the roster.
You could be pulling straight out of Mayan Felder's conference from a couple weeks ago.
I am.
So Ryan just added a fairly attractive location to his otherwise unsolved mysteries roster.
Grimdark.
Locations.
Grimdark.
Yes.
Warhammer
Warhammer 4.5 billion.
Warhammer 40,000 fans in attendance tops.